I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back, guys. It's Marriage or Martinis, and I'm Adam, and here's Danielle.
Hi.
And we have two surprises. I want to say surprises. All right, the first one might be a surprise. The second one is more of an announcement. Okay? So we think this could end up being quite a long episode, so we're just going to go and dive right into everything right now. So, number one. Surprise, we have a YouTube channel.
Oh boy.
Yep.
Oh Lord.
We invested.
There's a reason you didn't tell me you were going to say that.
And thousands of dollars into YouTube.
Yeah.
All right. So
literally me holding up your phone saying, are we fucking done yet? Are we done yet? I am the most awkward person on camera.
Oh, so am I. We don't know how to be on
you're
camera.
Awkward too.
Of course I am.
There's a reason why it's a podcast.
But it's fun. So I set up the YouTube channel. There's one video on. I'm sorry, by now there's probably two videos up there now.
Yeah, they might as well be the same fucking video. Yeah,
exactly. It's the same thing. But people have asked us, like, what are we drinking during the episodes? What, you know, how do you make them? Like, I want recipes. So I figured, hey, let's show us getting ready to start recording, and I'll show what we're drinking and how I make those drinks. And I thought, that's fun. Like, you know, they're 3 minutes. It's nothing crazy. It's just a little fun intro
to
the
Adam's
next.
Adam's cute face.
Sure.
Yeah. But also, give us ideas of what kind of YouTube videos do you, like, do you want us to post videos of us recording? Like, will you watch that? Or is that dumb? Or
I don't think so. I think it's fun. Like, I watch podcasters recording. Like,
right.
There's a 3-hour podcast that I watch on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy watching the back and forth and I keep it in the background.
I think if we're going to be on YouTube, I should be able to smoke the whole time.
Sure.
Cause I'll need something to calm my nerves. So I feel like that's a courtesy smoke.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just
I'll allow that.
Yeah. Okay. We can't do it in the house. You need to get me like a recording studio.
Oh, sure.
Are there smoke-friendly recording studios? Is there smoke-friendly anything anymore?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So go to YouTube, search Marriage Martinis. We're there. And so far, for the 7 of you that are watching us, thank you very much. And hopefully we'll do something fun with this.
I think our 7-year-old has more subscribers on his YouTube channel than we do.
Give us some ideas. Like, I want to make it fun. I want to do some fun stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sex videos.
That's sure.
What, using the cock ring.
And the...
You know what? I would post sex videos for sure because I only have sex in the dark.
That'd be very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. It would just be a bunch of, no, that's not the right hole.
Danielle's face right now is as red as her Cosmo.
I'm having fun.
Okay, so that's surprise number one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, number two is not so much a surprise, but an announcement. So, Danielle.
An announcement.
It is.
We're having another baby. No, my God. No, that's so not
I
true.
I am fucking leaving. Because it's not mine, so
right.
I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Right. We're having another baby, and it's Jason Momoa's.
Oh, I'll stay.
No, we are. We finally solicited. It's been 7 months of the baby's almost born.
Oh, God.
No, it's been 7 months of us building this community and not knowing what the fuck we were doing, but doing it anyway because we're so passionate about this podcast and everything. The supporters, our supporters, you guys have been incredible. I have met the most incredible people. The next step is that we got some sponsorships, yay, which is super cool.
Yeah.
On many levels. It's cool, number one, because it keeps our podcast going. Mm-hmm. We cannot do this, without sponsorships. Number two, we do get to like choose our sponsors, mm-hmm, which is super cool because there are people who approach us for sponsorships and I'm like, no, like our audience, you're not right for our audience.
Correct.
So the sponsorships that we're doing are legitimately sponsorships that we're taking because I think that we believe in them and we want to, you know, that it will be something that's beneficial to our listeners.
Yes. You guys will benefit just absolutely, as we will from the 100% companies that we,
yes,
sponsor.
And we have said no to a bunch of companies, yes, already. Also, like Conan, have you listened to Conan's podcast yet?
I have not.
No, it was like number one the first day it came out.
Of course,
like,
it was.
Of course it was. So, and I do love Conan, but he has his segment of sponsorships. He calls, now I'm going to pay off the mortgage on my beach house.
Wow, good for him.
And I'm always like, it's funny, I get it. But I want to call our sponsorship, Adam and Danielle are just going to fight a little less about money. That's what we're calling our sponsorships.
So Conan has ads in his podcast?
Of course.
I mean, really?
What else does he do? What does he do? I mean,
he doesn't need the money from a sponsor.
He doesn't need a podcast. He doesn't need anything.
Yeah. We've said this before, I think.
But anyway.
Like, leave us alone.
No,
let us
don't
do our
say
thing.
That. Leave us alone. Anybody. The beauty of podcasts is that anybody can have a podcast. And I love Conan.
Well,
and actually, you know, listen, if you want to hear celebrity interviews, 100%. Conan, Dax Shepard, they're fabulous at it. They do a great job at it. That's not our niche. We don't know any celebrities.
I think it's niche.
I think it's depends if you're living in Paris or America. But I want to call ours. Adam and Danielle just want to fight about finances just a little less.
Right.
Like his is like, he has a beautiful beach house that he's paying off. You and I are just going to stay alive another day.
Well, Conan gets to release a podcast and bam, there's a million downloads, you know, that day.
He had 1,000 reviews on his podcast before the podcast was even reviewed.
Was released. Yeah.
Like, what are you reviewing?
Right.
Like the air before the podcast goes on. Yeah. So, but no, I think they're really, listen, they're super talented. There's a reason why they've earned all that. They can have whatever the fuck they want. They've earned it. They've worked hard.
Yeah. But shouldn't there's a new medium. It's called podcasts, like, which is for the average person, which we are. So
no,
can
that's
it
not
be
true.
For us?
No,
like,
I listen to Conan's podcast and Dax Shepard's podcast and I love them, but I also listen to a bunch of quote unquote smaller podcasts and I love them just as much.
Yeah, see,
it gives me something different.
The people that I listen to were nobodies until they started podcasting and now they're podcast celebrities and like because of the podcast.
Nobody's a nobody anytime.
Except for
everyone's always a somebody.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Everybody is a somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But like I've said, you know, in the past, I'm a huge Joe Rogan fan, so he was always obviously
exactly
a celebrity
there
before,
you go.
Right?
He's the number one podcast. There you go. Listen, every podcast is for something different, but that's the beauty of podcasts. You know, I'm not like turning on channel like a local channel and watching that all day on TV, but I'll watch a smaller podcast. I'll listen to a smaller podcast. You know, like you only watch really big network television things, but podcasts are different. They're special in their own way.
And
we
so are we.
Special in our own way. Yeah. My teacher told me that once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had a lot of people tell me that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so communication.
Oh, okay. A transition. Very good.
There's a reason why you had me start drinking before the podcast.
Those are our... All right, so surprise one and announcement one. Two things.
Yeah, so the sponsorship and listen, people write us every day and we talk about how they say, you know, we want to support you in any way we can, whatever, but this is one way that you can support us, is to support our sponsors, because that's supporting us. And, you know, if there's something that interests you, like I said, we are only taking sponsors that we really believe will be beneficial to our listeners. We've luckily gotten enough offers that we're able to do that. Mm-hmm. And, that's what we want to do. And, if you can support our sponsors, then that's fantastic, because you're supporting the podcast. You're keeping us going. The second we don't have sponsorship is kind of the second we have to stop. So
you guys do not want us to stop, do you?
No.
No way.
Some nights I want you to stop.
I don't want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I know.
So we are talking about communication. And
are you silent yet?
We are very good at that.
Are you still talking? Have you closed your mouth yet and just walked away?
So I'm going to be very silent in this episode.
Exactly.
And obviously Danielle is
Adam's
setting.
Communication style. Silence. Episode over.
Yeah. Oh, Danielle's communication style. Dominance and yelling and fucking craziness.
Oh, well, we're going to get into that.
Oh, we are.
Okay.
All right. So how do you want to start this up?
Well, you have to, I don't keep track of the order of the questions. Yeah, I try to make it nice and organized for you because you're a serial killer.
And look how organized I am. I have my bold headlines and my answers all dashed.
I bolded mine too. Just so you know.
All right. So we're starting off nicely, I guess.
I mean, I'm in a good mood now. That's going to change. I'm in a good, there's a reason why there's no juice in this cosmo.
All right. So this is the communication episode.
You said that 14 fucking times. You repeat yourself a lot.
Can I finish my fucking sentence?
Okay, go ahead.
This is the communications episode / fighting episode part 2 / pet peeves episode part 2 / so-and-so.
I think we should just call it the communication episode part 1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Winter is coming, my Game of Thrones people. Winter is coming.
Don't even know what you're saying.
Because you're not a Game of Thrones person. Winter is coming in this episode. That's all I can say.
All right. So we're starting off nicely. In what ways do you think I communicate well? That's what you asked me.
Wait. So what ways you think I communicate well?
I think you communicate well.
Sit back, everyone.
Yes.
Make yourself comfortable.
Okay. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. We are starting off nicely. You're right.
Yeah. Here. Okay. Compliments. I feel.
Did you listen to a YouTube video about how to talk about communication?
All right. For real. You're very articulate. You're very good at expressing your feelings and your thoughts, and it's something that I should I talk about what I lack yet, because I'm sure you have plenty, because I lack that. I can't communicate my feelings and my thoughts as well as you can. You're good with words and stuff. You know things.
There should be a way you can communicate in math.
Yes.
That you could use
math.
No, or a alien. Well, that's speak.
But that's math is the universal language.
Well, but you don't know if math is the same on Saturn if it is here.
Absolutely is.
Oh, okay.
Math is math.
Really, like I said.
Yep.
It's hard. Listen, it's hard to be articulate when you're not fucking saying anything.
Don't start.
Sorry.
Yet.
Okay. I'm literally sitting back from my microphone.
Oh boy. So, like I said, you're very articulate. You're good at expressing your feelings and your thoughts, and you're good at communicating what you're thinking, which I think is unbelievable, because I can't do that. Like you already said, how I get quiet, I shut up, which I'll explain later as to why I do that. But besides that reason, I also just have trouble expressing my thoughts. But also, how do we communicate well together? Texting. We text communicate probably better than most people out there. Whether it's fighting, whether it's just talking to each other, whether it's just about our day, whether we're lexting. Is that our thing? Lexting? Mm-hmm. Did we create that?
Love texting?
Yeah, love texting.
I don't know if we created it, but that's definitely what we do. It's a love text.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we definitely communicate better over text than we do face to face, I think.
But we barely see each other.
Well, I wouldn't say we barely see each other, but I can read you better over text than I can looking at you.
What's the one way you know I'm mad at you?
Over text?
Mm-hmm.
The one way I
or
know.
In general, what's the one way you know I'm mad at you? What do I use when I'm mad at you?
What?
I use your name.
Adam. Yes. Oh, yeah. When you use, well, that's every, I mean, that's, yeah. Yeah. It's like when you call your kid by their middle name, like when Jonah Asher.
But you're always, when I use your name, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. When I see my name on text, mm-hmm. that's worse than when you talk to me and call me Adam. If I see my name on a text.
If I've taken the time to spell it out. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mm-hmm. know you're shit's going down.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you communicate well? Those are my two answers. I can know you texting and I know what you're thinking and feeling. And like I said, I can feel you better over text than I can one-on-one talking.
Okay.
And how well you can express yourself. Like that's how great you are
when I'm expressing myself. Are you listening to me?
We're not there. We're talking about how you communicate well.
Okay.
Not my response to it.
Okay.
But you're just really good at expressing yourself.
Okay.
You're really good at expressing your thoughts.
I don't know what the difference is,
there's a difference.
Okay. So what's the next question? What I think you do to communicate? I have a really good one for this, and it's very important to me. And it's that you don't criticize me. You're not critical of me. You used to be. You're not. You used to criticize a lot of little, you used to nitpick and criticize, about my cleaning and my everything. But you really don't say negative things to me ever. Like you.
Good.
With the exception of one time recently, when you probably said the most hurtful thing to me ever. Which we won't get into now. Eventually we will, I think. But the wound is still open and it's festering, so we're not going to go there. But I feel like that's huge. Like, you want me to feel good about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. You do. You really do. You've always, made me feel loved. And you made me feel like you love me despite my imperfections. Like, you definitely want me to know that I'm loved.
Yes.
Yes, you do. You're very good at that.
My shit, I want you to know that I love you.
Absolutely.
For who you are.
And that's never a question in my mind. Yes. Even when we're fighting and it's the worst fight in the world, I always know that you love me.
Wow.
Yeah, I
do. Can we stop now?
And I think that's big, that's the thing that is, to me, bigger than all the shit. Like, all the crap we've gone through is the fact that through it all, I know that I'm your person, and you don't name call, you don't say mean things except when you're on tequila,
which has been a long time.
Right.
I don't drink tequila much anymore.
What's the opposite of kryptonite? Is kryptonite bad or good?
Kryptonite is bad for Superman.
Okay. So tequila is your kryptonite.
No.
It's bad.
Yeah, but I like it.
Right, but no, you become an asshole on tequila. So with the exception of the times you've drank tequila and 3-4 weeks ago, one fight that we had that was probably the worst thing you've ever said to me, you're just a loving person.
You had to say it twice?
What, about the fight?
Yeah.
I will say it.
You said you weren't going to talk about it and then you mentioned it twice.
No, I said I'm not going to say it specifically what you said yet. Eventually, I would like to say what you said. Eventually, I would like to go there.
Right.
Eventually, yes. It was a huge... You said the worst thing to me ever
3 times 4
weeks ago. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not over it. But 90% of the time, that one time taking 10% in our 20 years because it was fucking huge, you are very loving.
Wait, I'm trying to, is there a compliment in there or?
Of course.
Okay, I have to filter through
all of that. Of course. Yeah. Well, you have to filter through that because you have to deal with that. That was a huge mistake on your part.
Five.
We're going to talk about it.
Fine.
Eventually.
Listen,
You want me to talk about it now?
No.
But exactly.
No, it's not part of the episode, but I wouldn't care if you did.
Okay.
But there's so much more to get into that. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So that's it? That's how we communicate well, that I fucked up 4 weeks ago and I said the worst thing?
No, I said a bunch of things that are good that you...
I know.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. In what ways do you think Danielle could communicate more effectively? And you had another question that I grouped into this one that was, in what ways do you think you have trouble communicating?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you asked me two questions. I grouped it into one because it was kind of similar.
Okay.
About how you can be more effective in your communication and how do you have trouble communicating? The first thing that I have, the second thing that I have.
What's the first thing?
No, the first thing is how could you be better at communicating is stop overreacting to things that don't need to be overreacted to. You do that. Oh. I'm getting a look.
I'm not overreacting.
You do over. Listen, we've put out there things that I've done and said and done whatever that, yes, you did not overreact about. But there's things on a daily basis that you do overreact when trying to commit. No, I'm getting looks.
Well, wait a minute. First of all,
you're overreacting.
Wait a minute. No, I'm not overreacting. Here's the thing. I was going to save this until later.
Okay.
But I'm going to say it now.
Good.
Because it goes, and I don't want to forget about it later. Not that I think I would. But so I listen to your podcasts and your, well, you don't listen to audiobooks. I listen to audiobooks are my favorite thing in the world because I don't have time to read. I like to listen to audiobooks and I love to listen to podcasts. That's my two things. I listen to Esther Perel whenever I can. She's a, you know, she's a counselor, like a marriage therapist. And
why are you listening to that stuff?
Marriage therapy?
Yeah.
We have a fucking marriage podcast. Are you kidding me? So, Esther Perel, who, if you're not listening to her podcast, I have to say it's called Where Do We Begin? It's fantastic.
Are you talking to me or
everybody? Yes, absolutely you. I would love you to listen to her. And what she does, I would love to be on her podcast, the two of us. Only she usually keeps it anonymous and I'd be like, it's Adam and Danielle. You all know, you know. But it's basically like her counseling sessions. And you get like an inside look on her counseling sessions. And she's phenomenal. But one thing that she says, which I think is brilliant, is that unfortunately we cannot decide for another that their reaction is out of proportion. When it comes to arguments, it is dangerous to think of oneself as the barometer of sanity or the arbiter of overreactions, i.e., I think you're taking this way too personal. Let go of assumptions you have about how people should or must react to you. It never bodes well. Like, you never are going to say to me, you're overreacting. And I'm going to be like, oh, okay, I'm overreacting. I'm going to calm down.
Not.
Of course not. Like, you might as well, like, light a fucking firecracker under my ass when you say that to me.
Fine. I'll do that, too.
Right.
But if you're overreacting, you're overreacting. I'm not looking for a response from you.
But overreacting is completely subjective. To you, I'm overreacting. To me, it's that I've said the same thing 50 fucking times and you've never listened before. So now I'm at a point where I can't take it anymore. And
it's not always that way. Nope. That's not always that way. You can overreact in a situation at the time of that situation only, for the first
time.
Because
it's the same situation. There's no situation in our marriage that's the first time. Every situation in our marriage has happened multiple times. So, and you don't answer me. So then by the time you get to a point where, and I said this in the fighting episode too, I get to a point where I can't fucking taking it anymore. They're not listening to me, that I explode.
Okay. I have something similar coming up soon.
Okay.
Wait, so, all right. We were just talking. That was the first part of communicating more effectively for you.
Okay. But I had to put that in there because it's true. Like, what makes you the barometer of what is too much in my mind? Like, what is overreacting? Why do you get to decide what I'm overreacting?
Well, why do you get to decide that your reaction is okay versus
because it's what I'm feeling at the time.
Okay, but I'm feeling that it's not as intense as you're making it. So why do you get to be the barometer of
I get to feel okay. what I want to feel.
Well, just because you're feeling it doesn't make it okay. Just as I'm feeling you're overreacted doesn't make it okay because that's how I feel.
All right.
That makes sense?
I mean, I want to go and ask Esther Perel and ask her.
Number two, how could you communicate better? Pay attention when someone is talking to you instead of being on your phone and not knowing what anybody's saying to you.
Okay, I accept that.
Okay, mm-hmm. Leave it at that.
Yes, I do believe that. I need to.
Yes.
I am addicted to my phone.
Yes, because I'll talk to you and then you'll say, wait, just hold on a sec. Wait, what'd you say?
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And along with that, number three, you'll yell at the kids for being like, mom, like 10 times. Mm-hmm. But the first 9 times you don't respond because you're on your phone or you're doing something or like, so you're.
Well, why can't they say dad?
Oh, they do. And then all the time you're like, oh, I love this because they're calling you. But they call you one time, you don't respond. So they say mom again.
I don't respond because they've already said mom 50,000 fucking times that day.
No, you're on it. I'm not saying you're not doing it.
Oh, come on.
You're on Instagram.
No,
you're on your phone.
That I don't agree with.
Really?
Yes. When it comes to the kids, from 6 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. and beyond, it's mom.
Wait,
mom.
What about between 7 and 4? There's no mom.
Our kids are gone at 7 o'clock. Are you home? Our kids are not gone at 7 o'clock. And they come home at 2. So what are you talking about?
No, my point is I've seen, mom, no response. Mom, no response. Mom, and then you yell at them.
Because I'm sick of it. I'm legitimately sick of it.
I'm telling you how you can communicate better.
But I am. The mom thing drives, like I always wanted to be a mom. But the mom thing drives me fucking insane.
Just so you know, I can feel that. Not about the dad, but I get the same thing at work where my name is called literally every 3 minutes. I try to get stuff done. Adam, come here. Adam, it's the same thing. So stay-at-home moms or just moms in general, I get it. The mom thing is, that's why the
but
family I see
I
is so funny.
I know what the kids thing is going to be. They're going to mom, and I say what? And they're like, can you get me ice water?
Right. And I get
and
called.
And I'm like, are you, like, you're fucking 10 years old.
15,
get yourself ice water.
15 to 20% of the time I get called, I get called, I have to stop what I'm doing, go up to the person that called me, oh, forget it, I found the thing. You know, like, same thing.
Okay.
So, yeah. Lastly, I just said it before, like where you have to dominate the conversation and you have a hard time seeing the other side of things sometimes.
You need to expand
right.
on that.
So communicating, not just me versus you or me talking to you, even if it's socially with friends, like if we ever talk politics, if we ever talk. And like you can't.
Oh, I can't talk politics.
Right. So no. If somebody has a belief and they're passionate about it, there's no way you can see it.
And in some respects, you're absolutely right.
You will fucking destroy them and dominate it before you can even try to think about understanding
their
point.
Some of those things to me are. It's
to you.
Off, yes.
Right.
Okay, but why do I need to accept somebody else's?
I didn't say so. I just said we're talking about communication. So if.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're trying to talk to somebody who's talking to you about politics, you won't hear it. You won't even accept it. You won't do anything. You'll just fucking dominate the conversation.
I'm not looking to change my political stance.
Nobody's saying change it, but you won't even hear it out because you're so like dominant in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. I'm very strong in my political beliefs. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's it. Otherwise, you're a very good communicator.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, should we take a break before we move on?
I guess, sure.
Yeah.
I know we've been trying to save money, right? We keep saying that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but we also discussed, you seem to be under the impression that I don't care about Valentine's Day.
That's the impression I get.
Right, but I don't know, first of all, why you got that, where you got that impression, because I never have ever put anything out like that saying that.
You don't care about the schmoozy, smoozy things.
Okay, I do. I really do.
Don't.
You know what? That annoys me that you think that.
Okay.
But I want to tell you that there, now that we're trying to save money, I still do want to do something for Valentine's Day. So you can go over to awesomefuel.com/marriage, and you, Adam, can plan something for me using, they have a ton of ways to save money. And you can go and you can sign up for a program where you get tons of, it's basically signing up for free money. Like you're signing up, there's four plans you can choose from, and they're going to send you a ton of ideas and a ton of, coupons and offers that you can use for Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Yes. So it is so simple, and you are going to do that.
Wow. So I could take you out to dinner and not worry about spending as much money as we would normally.
Exactly.
Wow.
See, it's a win-win. It is.
Wow.
Yep.
Love it.
Yeah. And now I know you're going to go there because I've told you to, and
exactly.
Because I want to go out for Valentine's Day.
And I do what you say, so I take care of it.
Well, you're going to start doing what I say. So anyway, it's awesomefuel.com/marriage. Awesome fuel, as in fuel my love, baby.
Oh boy.
Awesomefuel.com/marriage. What's the next
question? All right,
question?
Sorry. I've been anticipating this. So how could I communicate more effectively?
You?
Yes, me. How do I have trouble communicating?
I mean,
everybody take out your pens and pencils.
Did you
papers.
Answer this? Do you have any ideas how you have trouble communicating? Are you aware of your...
Yes.
Okay, so let me hear.
No.
Oh, you want me to say it first? I mean, obviously the silence.
Yep.
The silence.
Well, silence only when it's an argument communicating. Like if we're just talking... Like communication doesn't just mean negative. Like if we're having a conversation, I'm not silent.
No, I'm more talking about when I'm trying to like tell you something I need or something that I need you to do differently.
Right.
Or
that's a negative. But communication doesn't just mean
negativity. Oh, come on. I'm talking about what I need from you as far as like talking about needs. Like, what do I need? That's to me, I mean, yes, fine, great. We laugh together. We do all those things together. That's not what the point of the episode is.
Yes, it is. It's about communication. It's not just about how you communicate negatively with each other. Like, it's about talking to each other.
Well, I said already, you don't
criticize
me. Okay, so the silence, it drives me. It literally drives me insane, the silence. Mm-hmm. When you sit there and you're... And then you yell at me that I start screaming, or not yell at me, but you get mad at me that I start screaming. And I'm like, well, of course I'm screaming. I'm not being heard. And I think that I internalize that as the more, passionate I get about what I'm trying to say. Maybe
that's a good word.
Yeah.
Explain it as passionate.
I am passionate about it.
I use dominating. You use passionate.
Whatever it is, you're not listening regardless.
I am, but...
Irregardless, you're not listening.
Irregardlessly, yeah. I do listen. But I will explain that a little bit later.
No, I'm sure you will.
I will.
Okay.
What else?
Also, the fact that you speak out of two sides of your mouth.
Yep.
Always. Mm-hmm. It's not... Don't say just say yep. It's
yes, I do.
Very serious
no, I don't.
In our relationship. Right. It's very, very serious, especially about finances. You speak out of two sides of your mouth, and we're going to do a bunch. We have a bunch of finance episodes coming up.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Okay, but
okay.
Whatever.
Oh.
So, but for years you've done that. You'll say one thing about our financial situation and then do something that strongly implies the exact opposite.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And that's not fair. That would be like me saying to you, our kids really need to start eating better, right? For me, I feel like I'm sort of in charge of the kids. whether or not it's the right way to be or the wrong way to be, we have a little bit of a traditional relationship.
Yep.
When we came into this marriage, I was going to stay home and raise the kids, and you were going to go out and work, and that was going to be kind of our deal, correct?
Yeah.
From our first date, that was how I set it up, or how we set it up.
A slip of the tongue there, huh? How you set it up.
If I said to you, our kids need to eat healthier, and then I took them that night to KFC for dinner.
Oh, that sounds good.
See, you're making a fucking joke out of it.
No, I'm not. I'm
yes,
trying
you are.
To
just... No, it's not funny.
Okay.
And then the next day, you took them to McDonald's, and then I got pissed at you for taking them to McDonald's because I'm trying to get them to eat better. That would not be right of me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, it's the same thing with finances. When you say to me again and again, we need to save money, and you're not in the least doing that, why am I going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I completely agree.
That is a huge problem.
Okay.
You talk the talk, you don't walk.
Walk the walk?
Is it walk the walk or walk the talk?
No, it's you don't talk the talk, you walk the walk.
So many sayings that you hear that you don't really know.
No, I bow down to you. I agree with you.
You better fucking bow down.
And I admit that. Yeah. And
okay, good.
Yes.
And the third one is avoidance. That's a little bit of the silence, but the avoidance is that I think we can establish the fact, and our listeners, I think, can, from all the things we've said in past episodes, you don't like to be uncomfortable in any respect.
No, not at all.
You like nice new things. You don't like to deal with old things. You don't like to, you don't like camping because you like luxury hotels. You don't like to push yourself in ways that are out of your comfort zone. Like, you like to be very comfortable. Okay, in what ways do you push yourself?
I'll give you half of that.
Okay, I want to hear.
All right, you mentioned camping. Yes, I don't like sleeping in a tent, but I love all the other aspects of camping. I love making the fire. I love cooking the food. I love, like...
Okay, but when we would go camping, I would hear the entire night how uncomfortable you were.
But as a, like, not a joke, but as a...
No. You get very annoyed when you're uncomfortable. And that's a hard thing to deal with because you're so unwilling to go out of your comfort zone. Like, we all grow when we're out of our comfort zone, right?
Everybody grows out of their uncomfort zone.
I think
if
you're going to really grow, you need to go out of your comfort zone. It's very easy to stay in your comfort zone and just live. If you're going to really try to be a different human being, you kind of have to put yourself out there. Like, for instance, I love Broadway. You hate Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you went to a Broadway show?
10 years ago.
Right. Because God forbid you do something out of your comfort zone that I want to do. You won't do it.
Okay. But so you would want to put me in a position that I'm uncomfortable, like, and I hate it. And like, I'm at the edge of my seat and I have to get out of it. Like, that's
but
okay.
But is that bad to you?
For me, it is. And I'll explain why.
Yeah. I think that's ridiculous.
Okay.
I do. I think it's, I mean, not that I give a shit whether or not you want to go to a bar, but it's an example of you are so not willing to put yourself out there and be like, well, she loves that. And she would love to hold my hand in a Broadway show.
It's not much different, which we're going to get into. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not that much different than you with, well, you can't put the channel volume up to 11.
Oh, come
on.
You
can't put the thermostat up to 10.
That is not,
9.
No, you, okay. No. You are a boy of comfort.
Okay, we're going to get into this. Mm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Don't deflect it so quickly.
Mm-hmm. So I also think that a lot of the reasons why you haven't grown as a person mm-hmm. until very recently is the fact that you refuse to go out of your comfort zone.
Well, for the last 2 weeks, I've been very...
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yes, and you have, but it's taken a long, you're 41, and this is for real the first time that you're actually working on yourself.
Okay, I'm going to explain some of this soon.
You're jumping in very quickly without me letting me finish anything.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
No, I just think that you have a huge problem with like being uncomfortable. Like nothing you do, you refuse to be uncomfortable in any aspect of anything.
Okay, so I'm jumping in because you've said that four times.
But I'm saying it again because you don't let me finish.
But you're finishing with the same thing you said. So, all right, finish. Go ahead.
No, I mean.
What?
I think it communicates total selfishness to me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, speaking of which.
Here we go. You're selfish, Danielle, because.
Danielle, because you are selfish.
You want to get ready at night without any of the kids coming in, and you lock your door to get ready.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that, but now that you said that.
Yeah, because I want to get dressed by myself, and I don't want to.
Yeah, for
and
2 hours.
I never get dressed for 2 hours, ever.
A shower and your hair and the dressing?
From beginning of shower to when I finish my hair.
You're getting defensive.
It's 45 minutes.
You did.
Okay, go ahead.
This is not even a thought in my head.
Go ahead.
And you're defending
your
own self.
Well, I know, but you said, oh, wow, well, when you put it like that. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to put this out there. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to a new therapist.
You're going to a therapist. Don't say new as if you've fucking been to a therapist before.
I have been.
When you were 14.
Yes, when I was in high school.
You're going to a new therapist.
All right. If anybody is listening at all, I'm trying to like say something and then you come out with like.
Because why can't you say you're finally, after 20 years of me telling you you need therapy, going to therapy?
Does it matter that I said a new therapist versus not saying the word
yes,
new?
Yes, it implies really? The fact that you've been in therapy and now you've gotten a new therapist. That implies the fact that.
Does anybody realize the overreacting that's going on right now?
Are you for real?
Yes, I'm for real.
By
I'm
saying you
to-
have a new therapist, that indicates or implies that you have been going to therapy and now you decided to go to a new therapist.
Okay. All right.
You have never been in therapy and now you are finally going to
you
therapy.
You said never again.
I was going to like make it a whole big deal that you're going to therapy
yes.
and how proud I am of you.
Well, now forget it because.
Right, because you made it as if you've been going to therapy.
Because I said the word new. That's the whole thing that's making you
okay.
change your whole situation. Because I said the word new. I am going to a therapist for the first time since high school. And I'm being completely honest. I am throwing it all out there. And I only went once. So I don't have some crazy breakthrough because of this therapy. Talk about this. I don't think I'm ready to talk about it based upon what we've spoken about so far. I think we're going to have to split this up. This might have to be a two-parter.
I think it's going to be like a six-parter.
That's
but
fine.
Yes, I think for as far as what's going on, yes.
Yeah, maybe. I want to talk about it. I think it's going to be beneficial to anybody listening who, first of all, knows me or has a husband or a wife or whatever that mm-hmm. is similar and can benefit from therapy. And I kind of want to leave it at that for now.
That you just are going to a therapist.
Yes.
And I think that is important. I think that the fact that you have never believed in, like I've literally been asking you for 20 years to go to therapy.
Right. Right?
Especially after your dad was sick and you lost your dad and, mm-hmm. You know, a whole bunch of things and you were never open to it. And now you're finally at 41 open to it.
Yeah.
And I think that's super commendable. Like, I do. I think that the fact that you're willing to do it at this point and, you know, you realize that you're at a point where you probably need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very commendable.
Thank
and
you.
I think that it's a huge turn on.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The fact that you're in therapy, for me, I think that's very sexy.
Well, that's like from As Good As It Gets. Remember that scene with Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt mm-hmm. where he said, I started taking my medicine. And she said, why?
Oh, you make me want to be a better man.
You make me want to be a better man.
Oh, I make you want to be a better
yes.
man? Oh, it took this fucking long, huh? Holy shabby yeah. dead before you're a better fucking man.
That's all right.
No, I'm serious. I don't think men realize like the vulnerability is a huge piece for us. Like that you showing that vulnerability.
That's the most vulnerable that's like possible.
Yeah, because you're forced to say stuff that in life you would never otherwise say. Mm-hmm.
To a stranger.
To a stranger.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Sometimes that's easier to say to a stranger.
All right. I really want to get into this.
Okay, we'll do it. Okay,
yes,
later.
But
later.
We'll save it.
Okay, okay, good.
Okay, so let's
because you haven't even told me much about the therapy.
Right.
I don't want to ask too much.
Yeah, you should.
But I do want you to. No, I should ask.
Of course you should.
But I do want to hear more about it, and I think you're willing to share. Like, this, we're all family now. Yeah. You know?
So me and my...
All 10,000 plus of us are all family.
200,000
plus, right. We're all family.
It's a huge family tree.
Yeah.
All right, let's stay on communication.
From every continent.
And
yeah.
We're going to...
I love that.
We're going to get into this soon. Not this episode, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I need to hear it because... All right, I'm not asking you about the therapy until next session again. I will not ask you again until...
Yeah, but you're going to be there.
Until next session. No, I mean until next episode.
Oh.
I will not ask you again.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What do you need more of me, meaning Danielle, presently and in the future in our relationship? Ooh.
If you say lose weight, you're a dead man.
All right. So what do I need more of from you for now and in the future?
You fucking said that already.
I know, but I'm building up to being able to say my answer. all right. Don't respond because I have to explain my answer. Okay?
I'm not responding.
All right. So my answer is let me off of probation because I'm on probation right now in our marriage, in my life, right? You can say it.
It's hard for you to just say that because people don't know the specifics of everything. And one day I think we will get into it.
Okay, that's fine.
And it doesn't have anything to do with infidelity.
Stop.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not saying that because I want to go back to my old ways and forget the things that have happened. And I don't want to be that person again. Okay? So I'm not saying let me off of probation because I want to be that person again. Or that I just want to forget everything. Okay? You can say okay or not so far.
I don't know. I know. Okay. I'm not. No. As so far, no.
Okay. I will never forget or stop feeling guilt probably for the rest of my life about shit that I've done. But to move on, I feel like we just... have to do that. If we're going to really move on, we have to just start from scratch, start over, which I think we've done for the last month. Because I feel like every so often we move two steps forward, something happens, something comes up, and like your anger and your sadness just comes out and you have to communicate it with me and let me know about it. And then we move three steps back and it's happening every couple of weeks. And so we move forward and then we move back and then we move forward and then, but it's more back than forward. So if we're just going to really move on, we have to do that. We have to, no.
It's very hard to talk about this because there's a whole bunch of stuff that our listeners don't know about that we're not ready to share yet.
Right.
And I know you and I know that you like to mask things and you like to forget about them. And if I give you too much leeway, you're going to do that.
Okay. Which I... mentioned just before that
so
I
what
won't
does that mean what
can't.
Are you looking for me to do that I haven't done
I said
Like last night, I took Mia. You've been trying to drink less.
Yeah.
We've been having you drink less.
I have been drinking less.
Yes, but even when my family was here a few weeks ago, you were like, I spilled out my wine and I got new wine. And I was sort of like, well, you don't get to do that yet. You need to show me that you spilled out your wine and get new wine. Like, you're not, you don't get to do that stuff yet. But last night I took Mia to the city. We had plans. And you had a friend come over, mm-hmm. and I had to trust you. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, like, have a babysitter here. So a little bit, I did allow that. Like, I could have said, no, he can't come over. But I didn't do that. I was like, I trust him, and I will have him. Yeah.
But I think I've given you reason to.
Yes, but we have many times in our marriages before where you've done something for a few weeks, and then it's not stayed.
Okay, that's fair. Mm-hmm. I think this time is so different.
I hope so.
Nope, but I'm proving so.
Yes, but I am so, if like, the here's the problem, mm-hmm. is that if you fuck up now, we're done. Right. It's done. So I'm so scared of giving you the leeway to fuck up because I don't want to be done.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's almost okay. I'm protecting us more than just you.
No, I understand.
I don't want it to be, and for anybody in my life and for us, that I've said at this point, like, if he fucks up, I'm done. Well, if you fuck up and I'm not done, then I look like the asshole. Mm-hmm. So I almost don't want you to be in a situation where you can fuck up because I don't want to be done.
Right.
I want it to last.
And neither do I. And I've learned, I mean, so much of why and everything that I've done in the past is so wrong that I've promised I would never do stuff like that again.
But maybe for me, that's what that is. Maybe I don't want to put you in a situation where you have the ability and the opportunity to fuck up because...
Well, okay, so part of my probation is, like, you're restricting me to having two drinks.
Yes, right. You can have two drinks in any situation we're in.
So my friend came over...
In a day, in a 24-hour period.
So my friend comes over, I have two drinks. So... my point being before, I said part of my probation is two drinks, done. I'm still on my first drink, by
you
the
are.
Way.
You are. No, I'm not. I'm on my second.
Yes, you're on your second drink.
Okay, but I don't need to.
No, of course not.
Right.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So what are you nervous if I had a third drink?
I don't want there to be an opportunity for you to do something stupid. Mm-hmm. Because when you get drunk, you do stupid shit. Mm-hmm. I don't want there to be an opportunity for you to fuck up because the opportunity for you to fuck up means that I have to fulfill my promise to everyone that this is it for me, that I am going to leave you if that happens. Because I have people in my life saying to me, you cannot give him any more leeway. And I don't want to give you any more leeway because I don't want to leave you.
Thank you.
Well, of course.
I don't want you to leave me.
And that's my more me being protective of you than anything. Is
no,
that
of
I
us.
Don't, of us, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love you. It's fucking hard as shit, but I love you.
I love you.
I know you do. Yeah, but I want people at home. Here's the thing, is that I want you at home to think about, first of all, listen, we're all so negative. When I think about you as a communicator, you're a horrible fucking communicator. Horrible.
Hmm. Only in certain situations. No. Otherwise, I'm a great communicator.
No, you're always a horrible communicator.
Always?
You and I feel like have a connection that I'm not going to feel with any other man.
No.
I also feel like I need certain things that if I don't get them, I'm out.
Well,
at this point.
Well... We have a lot of that coming
so
up.
So let's go.
No, I think we should split this up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's go. Let's split this up.
Yeah. Let's close this out. By the way,
you have any stuff to text us or to message us about communication that you want to hear, please let us know.
Yeah. All right. So that was question three.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. there's way more mm-hmm. to go. So we have to cut it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's stop. And then we'll continue this next episode. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
We love you.
Yeah. Sorry we had to cut this one short, but It could be.
It'll be the next one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It has to be.
Okay.
All right, check us out. Go to maritimemartinis.com.
We love you. Supporting us. Thank you for supporting us for getting sponsors. It's super important because we really can't keep the podcast going if we don't have sponsors. And the more you support them, the more you support us. You can also support us by sharing us with your friends. If you have a friend who, you know, my friends and I have like certain things that we talk about and we send each other podcasts or we send each other audiobooks, please send them our podcast if you think they can benefit from it. Or if they need a good laugh, or if they want to feel better about their husbands. That was a joke.
Yeah. Rate and review.
Do I get to smoke yet? When do I get to smoke?
Rate and review. Thank you guys.
Can we stop at Wawa tonight and I buy a pack of cigarettes?
Sure, of course. Good. Check us out on Instagram. Or check Danielle out on Instagram.
Yes.
I'm not allowed.
Yeah, we're having fun. Instagram's so great.
You're having fun. I'm not allowed on Instagram.
You're not allowed. You can look. You just can't touch.
I do look.
You can look. You just can't touch.
You know what? Somebody shout out to me on Instagram because I do look. I will respond without Danielle knowing. I'll do it.
Okay.
Is that okay? Is that fair? Am I allowed?
Maybe. All right. If you say get Adam, we will get Adam.
Okay.
But you have to know that he might deeply offend you.
So what does that mean? Like hashtag get Adam?
Hashtag get Adam.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Hashtag get Adam. #GetAdam.
But he might offend you, but you have to be willing for that.
Yeah, oh, listen.
Because I don't let him on Instagram because he's going to offend somebody.
It could happen. Mm-hmm. If you say get Adam and I respond, it's at your own risk.
Okay. Sorry. I love it.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon. We're going to continue this. What? Soon?
Yeah,
next week?
Soon,
right,
next
whatever.
Week.
Who cares? Yep. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.